はい、皆さんこんにちは。
Hello everybody。
今日も聖書からメッセージをしたいと思います。
Thank you very much for coming, and I'm looking forward to giving you a message today.
もし聖書を持っている人がいらっしゃったら、ローマ人への手紙の8章を開けてください。
If you've got your Bible with you, go ahead and open it up to the Book of Romans, chapter 8.
もし本当に覚える必要のある章が聖書にあるとしたら、どうぞこの章を覚えてください。ローマ人への手紙の8章。
And Romans chapter 8, this is a wonderful chapter of the Bible. If you're looking for a part of the Bible that could really speak to you, this is a wonderful place to start.
皆さん、分かってないかもしれへんけれども、聖書を私たちが手に持って読めるっていうのはすごい素晴らしいことやね。
You know, it seems like, you know, common knowledge nowadays, so you may take for granted that being able to just open the Bible whenever you want, having it at your fingertips, this is a wonderful thing.
ある意味私たちは聖書を読むことを許されてるんです、この社会的な環境の中で。
We can say that we are given the right, we have been given pardon to be able to look at the Bible.
せやけどそれだけあらへんで、私たちの神様が語ったっていうのはすごいことやね。
And you know what? To have a confirmation that the God, the creator of all things, is speaking to us is an amazing thing.
西宮恵比寿のなんとかっていう神様が、西宮恵比寿の神様を信じてる人たちにこんなにクリアに語るって絶対ないから。
You know, if you go down to 西宮 to the shrine over there to see Ebis, there's definitely no way that Ebis, the God of whatever is there, would be speaking to you in this way.
神様が私たちにご自身をリビールして明らかにされる。
And it's amazing how God, through this living word, can reveal himself to us.
ぜひ私たちそのことを喜びたいと思います。
And so we are always overjoyed to think about that.
神様が語られたよって。
God is always speaking to us through His Word.
ね、そのことを感動を持って受け止めたいと思います。
And so as we feel the emotion of that, let us receive.
Okay, 祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、私たちはあなたが語られたことを祝います。感動します。
Thank you, Lord, as we celebrate another time of opening the Word and celebrating all the spoken things that you've given to us.
あなたは黙っている神様じゃなくて私たちに語ることができる神様。
We thank you that you're not a God who just sits there quiet and zip-lift in heaven, but you speak to us.
どうぞ今日私たちに語って
Speak to us again today.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
ね、今日はみのりちゃんの話をしたいと思います。
And I would like to start out with speaking about my daughter Minori a little bit.
みのりちゃんは今18歳なんやけど、
She's 18 now.
でお兄ちゃんはカズキ君19歳で東京で勉強してますけど、
Kazuki is 19 now and he's actually in Tokyo.
みのりちゃんが小さい頃はみのりちゃんのニックネームはがんこちゃんという名前でした。
And so Minori, when she was a little girl, her nickname was stubbornness.
でそのなんでがんこちゃんというかって言ったら、実際にマークが言ったようにほんまに頑固やったからね。
You know, so I mean seriously, she was so stubborn and unbelievable.
ちょうどみのりちゃんが小さい時に、今もやってるかどうか知らへんけれども、頑固ちゃんというテレビ番組やってた、5歳の恐竜の女の子の話やった。
Wow, and so actually there was a TV show back in the day and it was called Stubborn Girl and it was about like a little dinosaur, some sort of a
5歳のダイナソーの
女の子、 a little five-year-old dinosaur girl that was very stubborn.
で、みのりちゃんはもう怪獣みたいな声やったし、ピンク色が大好きやったから頑固ちゃん。
And she was a little monster. She loved pink, and so she was a stubborn girl.
どういうふうにモンスターやったか言うたら、彼女はやりたいことは良いことであっても、みのりちゃんが勝手にやりたいと思うことであっても、何でも自分のやりたいようにやろうとする子だったんです。
And she had such a strong will. You know, she was what kind of a monster would she have been? She would have been a monster that did whatever she wants. She tore it up doing whatever she likes.
で大体の場合は彼女はその強い意志っていうのを良いことのために用いましたけど。
And of course, you know, having a strong will is a wonderful thing, and there's so many good things that she's done with that.
時々彼女は自分がやりたいようにやるためにめちゃくちゃなこといっぱいしたんです。
But you know, there's also times when she forced her way and she did things that she definitely should not have done.
当然親としては僕らはノーって言うわな。あかん時はあかん言うやんか。
Yeah, we're parents, you know, when it's no good, we would say no, don't do that.
そうすると時々小みのりちゃんはもうそれあかんを覆そうと思って、いやー泣いたりしたわけです。
And you know, and when she heard a no, she would try to like flip the no over by just going berserk and screaming her lungs out.
で僕らはじゃあみのりちゃんがわーって泣いた時に、みのりちゃんはどうにかしてパパがママがこう泣く私にも愛想尽かしてもう分かった 分かった。もう泣くのやめて。ちゃんと好きなことしていいからっていうふうに言うのを狙ってたんやけど。
You know, and so like when she was screaming, yeah, she was just hoping that we would break and we'd be like, okay, okay, you know, just be quiet, we'll give you whatever you want.
そうやけど僕らはその戦いには絶対負けへん。
But actually, we were pretty good at not giving up.
あかん。みのりちゃんが泣いた時によく言ったのはみのりちゃん。泣いたかって永遠ないないや言うて言うてね。
And、so we would always say to her, you know, hey, Minori, you know, you can cry all you like, but we're not going to do it for you, so just give it up, stop crying.
で、そのみのりちゃんはもし永遠ないないしなかったらどんなやばいことになるかということがよく分かってたから。
And so、when we told her, if you don't stop crying, you know it's going to happen.、
うん、で、みのりちゃんはぐっと自分の痛みやわがままをぐっとこらえたんです。
And so she at that point would suck it up.
そしてその自分の心がうわーってなってんのを落ち着けるゾーンっていうのに入って分かった、ねえ、ないないするとか言うて静かゾーンに入っていったんですね。
And so at that point when she realized it wasn't gonna fly, she would suck it up and she would just like getquiet and she would just take it all in and take a moment in her quiet place and justReally just, I'm not gonna cry anymore.
で自分の心がうわーってなってんのを自分でうわーっと抑えるっていう練習をしたわけです。
And so the, you know, feelings inside of her that were jumping all over the place, she would learn to control them and put them back down.
でもまあさ、その小さい女の子にさ、悲しくて泣いてる女の子にで泣くのをやめるってかなりさ、ハイレベルのセルフコントロールね、かなりハイレベルのなんていうかな、自己なんで自制心やねな。
So, you know, to be honest.At that age, especially to be able to stop the, you know, crying obsessively and be able to take it back on down to a level of control, that is an amazing amount of work. Yeah.
つまり僕らが延々ないないっていうのは、あなたの感情をコントロールし泣くのやめなさい。あなたが悲しいとき、心がわさわさってなるときに、自分から平安ゾーンに入っていきなさいということを意味したわけです。
And so, you know, the message is going to be about quiet today. It's about no more crying, in reference to when we have a troubled heart, when we are in a situation when we really want to outburst, that we can learn to control it.
で僕みのりちゃんに、まあ、3歳4歳5歳やったけれども、あのハイレベルなセルフコントロールのハイレベルな自制心の訓練をやってよかったなと思うんです。
And you know, seeing Minori through the early years, you know, from 2 to 4, and when she was able to learn the self-control, I was really happy to see her learn to do that.
なんでか言ったらさ、皆さんの職場とかな、特には家族におるかもしれへんけど、20歳過ぎた大人のほとんどがさ、家庭や感情でどっかん爆発してるやんか。
You know, and if you take a lookaround and you go to work and you see people that are still exploding and they're in their 20s or whatever, it's so ugly to see, you know, freaking out about stuff in the home place or something like that.
みのりちゃんはこう感情が豊かな子やねんね。
And, you know, Minori, she's very, a feelings kind of girl. She's expressing her feelings a lot.
だけれどもそれをいつもいつもドカーンドカーンってボケーノみたいに火山みたいにドカーン爆発させへんね。
But she's not going all over the place just exploding like volcano and erupting all over everybody.
それは彼女が平安ゾーンに入ることを学んだから。
It's because she learned how to go into this peaceful zone.
自分の心がわさわさわさっと嵐になるとき。
Even in the times when her heart was really just going crazy.
収めることができます。
Being able to keep that under wraps, keep it under control.
だから、その、きっと人生で彼女が辛いことあるとき、それをしてくれるかなと思って、僕とミコはその子育てをしました。
And so, we felt that that was an important value, an important characteristic that she would develop, and so we continued to raise her in that way.
皆さんはどうですか？
What about you?
皆さんの人生が嵐に襲われるときやっぱあるやんか。
You know, there's storms in your life, right?
その時に皆さんの心がわさわさわさって嵐のようになりませんか？
When the storms come, it's very easy for you to let the storm get your, emotions all worked up.
んで、それ、そうなると、大体僕たちは必死になって神様そのわさわさわさする心を収めてくださいって祈んでんね。
And so we would often, as Christians, pray to the Lord, Oh Lord, help my storm in my heart to be settled.
そしてチャンスがあればそれを聞いてくれる人にいろいろ電話してあそうとか言うわけです。まあ僕もそれ聞いたりするけど。
You know, and it's great to have Christian brothers and sisters that we can call upon. Even myself, I would do that sometimes. And if you, you know, able to let somebody else in on that story, it helps you to kind of defuse the bomb.
いや、僕も聞くで、皆さんの言うこと聞くよ。
You know, and of course, I'm happy to listen to you all when you have a story.
皆さんがお互いにそれを聞き合うっていうことを僕も期待しています。
And I'm always, of course, encouraging you all to please listen to each other's troubles.
だって嵐、人生の嵐に襲われた時にいやーっと泣いてしまう感情が爆発するのはなんか自然な選択のように感じるやんか。
And because life has storms, and it just seems very natural that we react to those storms, right?、うん、
でもイエス様はイエス様に従う私たちにあなたの心を静めなさいとおっしゃるんです。
But Jesus said that we need to quiet ourselves down and calm ourselves.
永遠ないないを学びなさい。
Jesus taught there should be no more crying.
うん。イエス様の人生は人生の悲しみのクライマックスの日っていうのがイエス様はあったんです。
Jesus had the worst day ever in his life. The climax, the worst day.
そしてその悲しみのクライマックスの日は弟子たちも悲しみのクライマックスの日です。
And I'll tell you, you know, when Jesus is having a real bad day, all the disciples are having a bad day.
ね。でもイエス様はその弟子たちにあなたは心を騒がせてはいけませんと教えたんです。
And even on that day, though, Jesus told his disciples, please keep your hearts calm.
うん。イエス様の心もちょっと騒いでたかもしれんけど。
You know, even for Jesus, I'm sure his heart, he was a little bit agitated.
で、弟子たちもの心も騒いでたと思うけど。
You know, and they were feeling it, and they were probably really getting something in their heart as well.
でも、あなたの心を騒がせてはいけませんと教えたんです。
But Jesus said very clearly, at that point, you need to keep your heart calm.
イエス様、永遠ないないって呼んでみましょう。あなた方は心を騒がしてはなりません。神を信じ、また私を信じなさい。
And so we read how Jesus said, don't cry, in this way. He said in John 14 verse 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me.
イエス様は人となられた神様です。
Jesus, the Son of God incarnate.
2000年前ここに来て私たちに神がどのような方かを教えてくださいました。
2000 years ago, he came down to this earth to teach us about what God is like.
そしてまた神の国が私たちの人生にやってくるとどんな感じなんかいうことを教えてくださったわけです。
And he taught us about what it would be to have the kingdom of God coming and what we should do to prepare for it.
当時イエス様が生きていらっしゃった環境の中でイエス様すごい影響力を持ち始めたんです。
And in the days whenJesus was there, he had amazing amount of control and power over the people around him.
だけれどもイエス様は政府に逮捕され、裁判にかけられ、その日のうちに処刑されてしまいました。
But in the end, he allowed himself to be arrested. He allowed himself to be put on trial, and he allowed himself to be executed.
間抜けな犯罪者のように死んでいったんです。
He died in the worst possible way as a foolish criminal.
うん。だけれども私たちはイエス様の死が無駄やったっていうふうに思ってません。
But of course, none of us think that his death or his sacrifice was in vain.
イエス様が十字架の上で死なれたその死によって私たちは神様とリコンサイルした、和解したっていうふうに信じています。
Because we believe this was in fact the most important way that we could reconnect with God, and it was all due to his sacrifice.
私たちはイエス様で救われたのです。
We were redeemed by Jesus' action.
救われてそして神の子供とされたんです。
We were rescued from death by Jesus and we were made children of God.
私たちは罪人だったのに義人とされたよね。
We were sinners born into a world full of sin and we were made righteous.
でもイエス様はそれを、あ、分かった、義人じゃないけど、罪人やけど、義人にしてあげるわ。はいって。ピーンってやれへんかってね。
But you know, Jesus didn't do it in a way that was just like, okay, I know you're all sinners, but there you go, you're all righteous now.
私たちを救うために、私たちを神の子供とするために、イエス様はどれほど大変な痛みを、苦しみを通られたことでしょうか。
In order to redeem us, in order to show us how much he loved us, wow, the amount of pain and suffering he went through.
この言葉っていうのはイエス様が十字架につけられる、多分12時間ぐらい前にイエス様が語られた言葉です。
The words that we read here from John 14, this chronologically happened probably around 12 hours before he died on the cross.
そしてイエス様はかなりはっきりと自分が逮捕されて十字架につけられて殺されるということを分かっていらっしゃったと思います。
And we know that Jesus had a pretty good idea of where the rest of this day was going.
で、イエス様の心もやっぱり騒いでたと思うんです。
And so his heart, I'm sure, he was not really relaxed at this point.
その様子が、この前の章に、書いてあるね、13節に書いてあるんです。
And so if we dial it back one chapter, we can see this is what was happening, the previous kind of story to where he was before, just before he said that.
イエス様はご自分が父の元に行って十字架につけられて死ぬということを分かってはったんです。
And so a few hours before he was on, put on the cross, he said, you know, I'm going to be leaving you guys pretty soon.
そしてそれをある程度弟子たちに話してたんです。
And he told the disciples this.
弟子たちに話してたことはこれ、まず一つ目は、私はいなくなるよっていうふうに話してた。
You know, and he's telling his disciples these last things, the last day of his life. He's like, listen, you guys, be ready because I'm about to leave you.
それから、あなたのうちの一人が私を裏切ることになる。
And on top of that, listen, one of you guys is going toTotally betray me.
ちょっと待って、三年間寝起きを共にしてきた、ご飯をずっと一緒に食べてきた弟子のうちの一人が裏切るって、それはなんか。まあ雨が降ったぐらいの形気持ちになるわけやあれへんや。やっぱりすごい心のストレスやったと思う。
You know, like to drop that kind of a bomb. Like, listen, you guys have been together with me for 3 years. 12 of you guys, we've eaten together, lived together. One of you is going to do me completely wrong. That is not the light kind of thing you tell somebody.
イエス様がそれをアドミットするこう、そうなんやっていうふうにイエス様が自分で納得するのにも本当にストレスやったと思います。
You know, and it just had to be so difficult.Even for himself to be able to put that into words and tell his disciples.
それを話すとき、もしかしたらイエス様は言葉を失ってチョークアップして言葉に詰まったかもしれません。
You know, maybe Jesus got choked up and he wasn't able to say it very clearly because he was feeling so emotional at this time.
それだけではなくて、ペテロ、リーダーである、弟子のリーダーであるペテロが3回パブリックな場所で、公の場所で私を否定するだろうと言いました。
He also prophesied to Peter that, listen, Peter, I know you love me, but you know,You are going to deny even knowing me three times publicly.
ほんでそれだけではなくて、今日がイエス様の人生最後の日であるかのようないわゆるさよならレッスンをたくさんしたんです。
And even amongst all these terrible things and the emotions that were coming up in these kind of situations, it was also his last chance to share important teachings with his disciples.
弟子たちはイエス様と世界を取るっていうあのビジョンに燃えてたのに、え、なんでイエス様なんでこんな話あるんですかって思ってはったと思う。
Until this day, they have believed Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Redeemer. He is going to help them to conquer the Roman Empire and start a whole new world. And now for Jesus to start dropping these bombs on them.
そして弟子たちの心も騒ぎ始めたと思う。
And so there must have been storms, serious storms going on in all the disciples' hearts. Like, what's going on? What is this?
そんな時にイエス様はおっしゃいました。心を騒がせてはいけません。
And then, you know, Jesus says, Hey, you guys, you need to just calm your hearts.
どんな嵐があったとしても心を騒がせてはいけません。
No matter how much you feel the storm is welling outside.
そして私たちにも同じようにおっしゃいます。
And so, like, I would like to say that now the same way to you all.
皆さん、この、さ、出してくれる？ 14 章の一節もう一回出してくれる。これどう思う？あなたは心を騒がしてはいけませんって。どんな思うこれ？
What do you feel about this? Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God.
私たちの一番最初のリアクションってのは、いやいや、ちょっと待ってと。私たちの心を静かに収めるのは、イエス様、あなたの仕事とちゃうんですかと思うね。
You know, it's very common for us to feel like, wait,Why are you telling me to do this myself? Isn't it always like we trust in God to take care of everything for us, right? God, you're supposed to do that for me.
私がそれ選んでるとね、なんかいろんな嫌なことが起こって私の心が騒いでるんですから。
You know, like all the things around me happening and everything, my heart is all in trouble. That's why I pray to you, God, to take care of it.
ほんで僕、私の心を騒がせるなんか鬱陶しい人生の問題っていうのをエレミネートして除去するのがイエス様あなたの仕事じゃないんですか。
You know, like when I have all these troubles, I'm in the midst of the storm. Jesus, it's your job to take all those troubles away and just clear my life's, you know, path for me, right?
その仕事をイエス様しないまんまで私たちに心を騒がせない。そんなイエス様ちょっと怠慢やでって。そんな、あなた仕事サボってんのちゃいますか？
You know, and so when Jesus doesn't clear the troubles out of our life and the storm is still there and he's telling us to calm down in the midst of the storm and he's not taking care of that other stuff for us, doesn't it feel like maybe God, like, why are you not doing your job?
あなた方は心を騒がしてはなりません。そんな言わんといてよ。
You know, like, if you're gonna, like, let the storm, like, come at me like this, why are you telling me to, like, calm down?
イエス様、永遠ないないって言わんといてよ。
Jesus, don't tell me to stop crying.
私の痛み、私の悩みを取り去ってよ。
Please take away this pain I'm suffering, I'm going through.
それが私たちの自然なリアクションです。
This is the natural reaction, right?
でも私たちはイエス様に従うものとしてこれを真剣に捉えませんか？
But you know, like if we really take it seriously and listen to the words.
あなた方は心を騒がしてはいけません。イエス様これを私たちに命令しているのは私たちがそれをできるからです。
If Jesus is giving us the orders to not let our hearts be troubled, we need to learn to obey.
私たちの心を私たちが沈めることができるのです。
We can, like Minori did, we can suck it up.
もしできるんやったらそれやりませんか?
If it's possible, then don't you want to try and do that?
イエス様は私たちの良い羊飼いです。
Jesus is our good shepherd.
静かな水のほとりに私たちを連れて行ってくれますと言いました。
He leads us to still waters.
静かな水を私たちのところに持ってきてくれるとは書いてないよね。
It's not like he's carrying still waters to us.
私たちがイエス様にそこに行く必要があるわけです。
It's us that he leads to those waters.
私たちがみのりちゃんのように延々ないないするエリアを選んで、心を落ち着ける必要があるんです。
In the same way that Minori did, when we are all getting flustered, we would find our quiet zone, we would find a place to calmly just quench the fires in our heart.
私たちの心が騒ぐとき、クワイエットゾーンに入るということは、私たちがイエス様に従う中でとても大切なことです。
And to learn to find our quiet spot and to be able to control our hearts is an important part of our Christian faith.
それはなかなか説明しづらいことやねんけれども、例えば心か頭の中か霊の領域かどっか僕はよくわからへんけど、私たちが静かになって父なる神様と会えるそのような領域、静かなクワイエットゾーンがあるのです。
It's a difficult thing to understand, but all I can say is to step back, get away from the distractions around you, and get a quiet place, and just stop in prayer with your Father in heaven, and just quiet down.
今日私たちはもう一度クワイエットゾーンに入る、静かな人生の嵐が起こるときに静かになって神とのスペースに入っていくということはどういうことか一緒に考えてみましょう。
And so as we are continuing in this.We want to start to think more again about what it means to be going for a quiet zone and trying to move into that place where we will find peace in our heart.
皆さん人生でややこしいことがあったり、ぶっちで切れそうになったりしても爆発したい時ってあるやんか。
I'm sure there's things in your life that just want to always demand your time and they're just ready to explode at any point.
人に指さしたい時ってあるやんか。
You know, there's times where you want to point fingers at the people that are causing trouble in your life.
悲しみでドカーン爆発しそうな時ってあるやんか。
You know, the feelings are just overwhelming you and you just want to explode and cry.
その時にそのど真ん中から一歩下がって、主よ私はあなたとの静かなところに参りますと。
And so we can take a step back from all of those troubles in our lives and just quiet down in the Lord's presence and say, I'm going to just focus on quieting down in this zone, this quietness, this place.
父なる神様、私は今あなたと会う必要があります。
Oh, Heavenly Father, I need you. I want to meet with you right now.
そしてそこに神様必ず共におられます。
And if we do ask, then God is indeed there with us.
そしてそこに入ったらすべきことがいくつかあるんです。
And if we do that, there are some things when we get into that quiet zone, we need to consider doing.
Okay, doing というより考える必要があること、思い出す必要があることがあるね。
So more than an action, it's more of something we need to consider.
まず一つ目、私たちがどんな大変な状況になっても神が治めておられるということを思い出すんです。
And the first thing, of course, that needs to be done is we need to consider how no matter how bad it gets.That God's got everything under control.
一歩下がって深呼吸して神様に会いに行き、そしてまだまだ神様がこの私の人生を治めておられる。
And to just make that part of our life, if we get to that point where we're getting to the brink and it's ready to explode, that we step back and we say, hold on a second, no matter how bad it's getting right now, God is allowing this to happen. God is definitely still in control.
神が治めておられる。それを私たちの心に教えるんです。
God, He controls everything, you know, and we need to just make sure to put a pin in that on our hearts.
たとえ私たちの人生が壊れていても。
No matter even if our whole life seems broken.
だけどそれは神様が壊れていることを意味しないんです。
You know, and that doesn't mean that broken life means broken relationship with God.
僕のコンピューターが壊れていても僕が壊れてるんちゃうやんか。
If our computer's broken, doesn't mean that we're broken.
メールできへんかったりするだけやんか。僕は壊れて、コンピューターが壊れてんねん。
All right, well, so the computer's broken, can't email, but that's it.
あなたの人生 が壊れてても神様は壊れてないんです。
Even if your life feels broken, your relationship with God is not.
僕は2週間前にこういうふうに言いました。あなたがどんなにパニックの状態にあったとしても
、No matter what kind of a panic situation you may be in,
神様はパニックしておられない。
God is definitely not panicking.
神は治めておられるんです。
God is in control.
じゃああなたの心を騒がせているものは何ですか?
So what is it? What is it that is making your heart so fluttered?
あなたが自分の工夫や力で止めることができない out of control やって思ってるかもしれないけど。
You know, there's nothing you can do no matter what buttons you push. It feels like you're completely helpless.
全部が out of control でも全部がなんか止められへんほどぐちゃぐちゃになってると思っても God is still in control. 神様はまだ治めておられるんです。
Even if you fightAnd you don't feel like you can't like find your foothold. If everything just seems to be out of control, you're in this spin out, and God is still in control.
そしてご自身のため、私たちのために、神様が一番ええと思うタイミングで嵐を沈めなさるのです。
And God knows the perfect timing when to say to the storm to be quiet.
だから覚えておきましょう。詩編89編の9節。
Looking into the Psalms for a little bit more encouragement.
あなたは海の高まりを収めておられます。その波が逆巻くとき、山のように波が高くなるとき、あなたはそれを沈められますと書いてあります。
In Psalm 89 verse 9 it says, You, Lord, rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them.
ここで見てください。You rule と書いてあります。あなたは収めておられます。
It says how God rules over even the surging sea.
これは You are trying to rule. あなたは収めようと結構頑張っておられる神様ですね。言うてるのと違うね。
It's not, you know, question format here. It's saying and declaring God's power.
You rule. あなたは収めておられます。
God, it's yours. You control it.
だから皆さんにお願いがあるんです。
So this is what we request of all of us.
皆さんが本当に人生の嵐にあったときに。
Let us all respond to the storms in our life in this way.
一歩下がって。
Step back.
深呼吸して。
Take a deep breath.
父なる神様、あなたにお会いしたいです。
Dear Heavenly Father, I need to meet with you right now.
神がまだ僕の人生を、私の人生を治めておられる。
I know God that you control everything in my life.
神様、あなたはまだ私の人生を治めておられます。
I know God that you still are in control.
You rule. あなたは治めておられます。
God, you rule.
あなたのもしかしたらご主人が病気かもしれない。
Even if your husband is sick.
子供や奥さんとのトラブルがあるかもしれない。
Maybe there's trouble with your children, maybe your wife.
あなたの経済がやばいかもしれない。
You have some financial difficulty.
でその皆さんの人生のややこしさの中には半分ぐらいは皆さんのせいで起こってるのもあるよ。その半分はね。
Half of the storms and stuff in your life, you've been the ones that actually caused it yourself.
でその半分は知らんうちに起こってしまったというのもあるかもしれません。
The other half of the storms in your life is stuff that happened without your knowledge and it seems like it's not your fault.
それが誰の原因であったとしても一歩下がって神様とお会いできる加えと静かなゾーンに入っていくことをぜひ学んでください。
So instead of trying to find whose fault it is for the storm in your life, you just step back away from that storm, take a deep breath, and you reach out to God.、
そして主よあなたは治めておられます。それを思い出してください。
And you recognize that God is in control.
ダビデは自分の魂にこういうふうに命令して、俺の魂を聞けって。
So David、ね、would, he would just cry out in the Psalms. He said, Oh, my soul, you need to listen.
そう、俺の魂を聞け。神様がまだ治めておられる。
It's like David's talking to his own heart, saying, Listen, heart, you need to chill out. God is right over here.
我が魂を聞け。
Oh, my soul, listen up.
ぜひそれを学んでください。私の神様は、こんなごちゃごちゃな私の人生の中でも、まだ治めておられる。
The trust and the understanding how well that God is in control of everything that sometimes we need to shake ourselves up to remind ourselves that we are not the ones in control.
Okay. Quiet zone で覚えておかないと思い出すべき二つ目はそれは
The second thing we need to remember when we're in the midst、
ね、
of the storm.
2週間前もやって私は神様の子供です。
And 2 weeks ago we talked about this, that I am a child of God.
多分唯一私たちがクワイエットゾーンで本当に神様との二人の時間の中ですべきこと、それは父なる神様にお父さんと呼びかけることよね。
So when we get into our quiet zone and we will try to settle our hearts, the first and most important thing we can do is to recognize the relationship, how our lovingly, heavenly Father, is indeed our God.
イエス様が私たちのためにしてくださった最も素晴らしいことは、
one of the most amazing things that Jesus did for us,
それは私たちを天国に行けるように、死んだら天国に行けるようにしてくれた、そんなことちゃうね。
It's not the ticket to go to heaven for the rest of eternity.
そうではなくて、私たちが神様の子供としてくれたよね、私たちは。
It's not that ticket to go to heaven, but it's the birth certificate that we receive to be children of God.
皆さんのお父さんがええお父さんやったか悪いお父さんやったかは知らんて。
You know, I don't know about your real life dad. Was he a good dad or not so good dad?
どんなお父さんをあなたが持ってたとしても。
It doesn't matter what your earthly father was like.
神様は good, good father なんです。良い神様だ。良いお父さんなんです。
You've got the best.Of the best. God in heaven is the best father you could ever ask for.
そして私たちはイエス様の十字架を通して罪許されただけあれへんで、ことされて。
And so, through the sacrifice that Jesus gave upon the cross, we were made the children of God.
イエス様を通して私たちは子供になって。
Through Jesus' actions, Jesus being the high priest, he made us Children of God.
僕ね、45歳やに、もっとおっさんに見てるかもしれない。まだ45歳やで。
You know, I know, maybe I look a little bit older, but I'm actually only 45 years old.
そう、ほんで、まあ、和樹がさ、もうすぐ20歳やね。
You know, and my son, he's gonna be 20 soon.
もう例えば3年とか5年したら、なんかガールフレンド連れてきてな、結婚とかなんとかいう話になるかもしれない。
You know, I mean, he's in Tokyo now, he's going to college, so it wouldn't be too outrageous to think like he could get married in a few years.
もう和樹のこと考えてあんま思んないやんか。
Alright, so even think about Kazuki, you know, like, whatever.I can't, that's not going to sound
about that.
But talking about your son, you know, having, you know, getting married or something is one thing, but having grandchildren.
今日朝の礼拝で何人かおばあちゃんたち、おじいちゃんたちいはったから、孫って楽しいですかって聞いて。
And so you ask the grandparents, you ask the grandparents, hey, so what's it like being a grandparent? You like having grandchildren?
Oh, yeah,
grandchildren.
Yeah, you know,
grandchildren, you can do whatever you like with them. We don't want to play with them anymore. You just give them back to the parents.
最近僕ね、孫楽しみにしてて。
You know, grandkids, yeah, I could just totally spoil them.
なだって子供やったらさ、学費払わなあかん、鬱陶しい話も聞かなあかんけど、孫なんかお菓子買い放題や。
You know, if you're still children, you got to be a responsible parent. You got to take care of them, you gotta feed them, you gotta send them to college, but grandchildren, you can just spoil it.
カズキに例えばお菓子やったら虫歯だったら俺ら金払わなあかんわけや。
You know, if I give my child Kazuki too much candy, he's gonna get a cavity, it's gonna be more money from the dentist.
そうやけど僕らの孫にいっぱいキャンディー食べさせても。
You know, but hey, if my grandchildren, if I give them too much ice cream,
虫歯代、歯医者代払うの家族やか関係ない。
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, the kids get cavities. It's okay. Kazuki's got to pay for it.
そう、でもまあ孫楽しいで考えてんだけど、その前に孫ができる前に僕ができる僕に与えられるのは義理の娘とか義理の息子が与えられるわけね。
Okay, so but before we jump, you know, get ahead of ourselves here, before there's any grandchildren, we need to be talking about getting a daughter-in-law, right?
つまり和樹君を通して、もしくはみのりちゃんを通して、僕の義理の息子とか娘になる子ができてくるわけ。
And so, of course, through Minori, you know, having a husband or Kazuki getting married, then I would have a daughter-in-law or a son-in-law.
あれ、それ楽しみやんだ。
Oh boy.
そう、ほんで、いや、じゃあどういうふうにその子扱うかな。
Yeah, so what kind of, you know, how is it going to be?
例えば僕の子供やろ。
You know, it's my child, right?
義理の子や。好き放題したったらええやん。
So, you know, I can take care, I can do whatever I want to my child.
例えば、もう、例えば僕がどっか飲みに行ってもベルベルに酔っ払って帰ってきて、もう電車もなくなったよな、ごめんお父さんやけどな、酔っ払っちゃった、ちょっともう寝とったごめん迎えに来てって言うとったらええ、
ね、so、
で
義理の息子やから、 was off and I had a little bit too much to drink and I needed a, you know, stuck out and I missed the last train and I could call up Minori's husband and be like, hey, sorry you're sleeping, but you know, I'm over at Sanomiya, can you just come pick me up? Yeah, thank you very much.
それとか、あの、いや、和樹の嫁さんにな電話して、いやあのな、ギター一本買いたいんや。買いたいけどな、うちの、僕のクレジットカードで買うたら、ミコうるさいやろ。
So, or I could like maybe, you know, Kazuki's, he's off at work or whatever, you know, making a living, and I could talk to Kazuki's wife, be like, listen, I'm looking to buy a new guitar, and you know, Miko is always on me if I like spend money on a credit card, so.
だから、あの、君らのクレジットカード貸して。
Hey, just give me the credit card number, you know, I'm just gonna buy a little guitar.
なんやもええやんか。
Don't worry about it.
よう稼いどるやん、僕よりも。
Kazuki's doing really good. He's doing way better than I am. Come on.
ほんで踏み倒させたらええねん。もう払えへんかったら、ね、返さへんかったら、ね。
It's okay. Like, let him pay for it.
なんでかよ。別に僕の子供なったやん、ね、そら。
That's my son's father either. He can pay for it. It's okay. It's okay.
僕の奴隷と同じやんか。
Hey, it's like he's my slave. I can make it work for me.
家族なって僕親になったんやから。
We're family, right? I'm the head of the house.
って言ってやったらあかんやな。
But that isn't okay, isn't it?
僕は多分和樹とみのりの旦那さんとか お嫁さんっていうのを和樹とみのりを扱うのと同じようにもしくはそれ以上に丁寧に扱うべきだと思いませんか
Okay, so returning to reality, if Kazuki or Minori gets married to their spouses, I would show at least the same, if not more, of the same attitude that I had for my own children, would I not?
彼らが駅に来たら和樹とみのりと一緒かどうかを別にして僕は迎えに行くべきと思えへん
If they were coming to visit and whether or not my child, Kazuki or Minori was with them, if they came to the station, of course I would go to pick them up.
そしてその子らが僕の車を運転してもいいように保険を35歳以下に設定してその保険代が高くなったやつ僕が払うべきだと思いませんか
You know, so like if they are in need of using an extra car or whatever, wouldn't it be good of me to put my insurance on the car for driving under 35 years of age so that they could use my car whenever they want?
ほんで、その子らが僕の車をぶつけたらうわーと思ってその修理代は僕が払うべきだと思えへん
So, you know, maybe they borrowed the car afterwards and they crashed and they made a mess and then, well, actually, I'd probably just end up paying for the car to be repaired,
そして彼らの両親を僕も大切にするべきだと思いませんか
And of course, then the parents of my son or daughter-in-law, I would also want to be very kind to them as well.
よう考える。カズキを通して僕の娘になる子が出てくるねんで。
You know, thinking about it, if my son, Kazuki, and then, you know, I had a new daughter-in-law, so it's like, through Kazuki, I've got this new daughter now.
Minori-chan を通して僕の息子になる子ができるわけ。
And so, through Minori's connection and relationship with this other man, I suddenly have another son.
僕の子供になるわけや。
You know, like it's another child of mine has come into the family.
だから僕その子ら大事にしよう思うんです。
And so of course I'd want to take care of these in-laws.
彼らが助け必要やったら助けを出そう思うし。
Of course if they needed help financially I'd help them.
ちょっと待って。僕みたいなやつさえそう思うんやったらまして良いお父さんである父なる神様は私たちにも同じように思うはずなんです。
If myself, even as my, you know, the limit that I can do as a human father, is willing to go that far for a son or a daughter-in-law, how much more would our Heavenly Father want to put out the red carpet for us?
つまり、私たちもイエス様を通して神様の子供になって。
And so, in the same way as Jesus, through Jesus, we have been become children of God.
それは神様の奴隷になることではありません。
You know, that is not us being sentenced to be slaves of God.
そうではなくて、本当に愛する子供とされることね。
But it would be the same as us becoming that extra child of God.
ローマ人への手紙8章の14節読んでみましょう。
And here we go. This is to the meat and potatoes here. We're heading over to the book of Romans in chapter 8.
神の御霊に導かれる人は誰でも神の子供です。あなた方は人を再び恐怖に陥れるような奴隷の霊を受けたのではなく、子供としてくださる御霊を受けたのです。私たちはその御霊によって神様のことをお父さんと呼ぶことができちゃうんです。
So as we look into Romans chapter 8 from verse 14, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship and daughtership. And by him we cry, Abba, Father.
私たちは良いお父さんを持ってるんです。
We have a very good father.
だから本当に心が騒ぐとき、一歩下がって深呼吸して、ああ、お父さんと。呼びかけること、それだけで本当に私たちの心が落ち着き始めます。
And so, in the midst of whatever terrible storms our lives may be, and we step back, we take a deep breath, and we call out to our Heavenly Father.
あなたはお父さん、あなたは治めておられます。In control です。
Heavenly Father, I know you have everything under control.
それが私たちの心が収まってくる、静かになってくる、もう一番大きなファクターなんです。要因なんです。
And that is how we can be, active in trying to, help our hearts to be settled.
三つ目、私たちがクワイエットゾーンで思い出すべきこと、三つ目。
Okay, so the third thing we need to remember as we're trying to get into our quiet zone.
それは私たちは希望があるということ
を思い出す。We have hope.
ね、
We have hope.
僕は2週間前こういうふうに言いました。嵐の中から神様は良いものを生み出してくださるんやと言いました。
You know, it's through the storm that wonderful things are born.、
うん、私たちのクリスチャンとしての一番大きな不思議というか悩みというのは、なんで神様は良い方なのに私はこんなにこの世で傷つかなければいけないんかということに対して明確な答えをあんまりみんな持ってないよね。
You know, and it's so hard for us to come up with a really good reason why this amazing, God that controls the whole universe or everything can allow us to be children of God and we are so incomplete, we are so broken and still He loves us.
だけれども今日皆さんに少なくとも一つの明確な答えをお伝えしたいと思います。
But there is one very clear answer I'd like to give today.
さっきの聖書の箇所の続きにそれが書いてあります。
And actually it said, it's written in the continuation of the verses we just read.
16節見てみましょう。
We're going to look at, verse 16.
私たちが神の子供であることは、御霊ご自身が私たちの霊とともにはっきりと教えてくださいます。もし私たちが神の子供であるなら、ということは同時に神様の持っているものの相続人でもあります。ということで、私たちがキリストと栄光を共に受けるために苦難を共にしているのか、つまり栄光も苦難も一緒にパッケージで相続するならば、私たちはやっぱり神の国の相続人であり、キリストと共同相続人なのであります。だから、今の時のいろいろの苦難、苦しみは、将来私たちに掲示されようとしている栄光に比べれば、取るに足りないものと私は考えます。
So as we continue in Romans chapter 8 from verse 16 through 18, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in Christ's sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory.I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.、
うん、私たちが人生に苦しむとき、もう私たちが持っているのは苦しみだけやとしか思われへんときあります。
When we're suffering in life, that may be all we can see because our whole life just feels like it's in the midst of suffering.
でもその時に私たちの神の子供としてのリアリティを思い出す必要があります。
But when we're in the midst of suffering, we cannot think about how it is, how painful it is the whole way. We need to think about that we are still in the midst of all that,、うん、still children of God.
それは何？そのリアリティはこれです。イエス様が神の子であるということ。
And first and foremost is thatJesus Christ is, of course, the Son of God, right?
私たちもイエス様を通して神様の子供にしてくれた。同じ立場になって。
But you know what? We were also made children of God. We are sons and daughters of God, just like Jesus Christ.
で、イエス様が子として苦しみを通られたんです。確かに。
But you know what? Jesus, he went through the worst suffering and even conquered death itself, right?、
うん、で、それは言うたらイエス様が相続する遺産の一部なんです。イエス様が通られた苦しみっていうのは。
And to tell the truth, you know, the suffering that Jesus went through, that is part of the package, that is part of what we will receive, right?
うん。だから私たちも苦しみを相続するんです。
And so, part of the package is we also are going to, go, at some point in our lives, go through the similar suffering.、
うん、だけども相続するのは苦しみだけちゃうで。
But that's not all we receive in our package.
もっとごっつい栄光があるんです。
But even more so is all of the glory that will come through this.
苦しみの相続つうのも栄光の相続つうのも全部パッケージになっとるんやあるんです。
And so the suffering and the difficult times, it's all encompassed with the glory that will be revealed in us, and it comes together in one set.
私たちはキリストとの子エアです。共同相続人で同じ。ものをいただくんですということです。
We are children of God, which makes us the receivers of the inheritance of heaven.
だからパウロはこういうふうにですね、よく聞いてて、今の時のいろいろな苦しみはあると思うけど、それは将来私たちに掲示される、将来私たちがいただく もう片方の大きい栄光のパッケージの部分に比べたら、どっちか言うたら取りに足らない小さなもんなんですよ。それ覚えときやと言ってます。
And so Paul in this passage is just reminding everybody, listen, I know it might hurt now, it may be suffering now, but if you could just keep your eyes on the future, because this is all going to turn into something that's so much more amazing. The glory that will come forward from this, the joy that will come out of this is so much worth the suffering that you're going through now.
神の子であるイエス様が人に蔑まれ、十字架で苦しまれたんです。
Jesus Christ came down to this earth. He suffered at the hands of man. He was put onto the cross.
だから私たちも同じように人に蔑まれ、十字架じゃないかもしれないけど、苦しむ時があるのです。
And so we will maybe not, you know, physically be put on a cross, but we are at the hands of others and through our own works, we do suffer here on this earth.
そしてイエス様が受ける栄光と同じようなものを私たちも後で後々ゲットするんです。
But in the same way, we also will be lifted up and we will be raised up to a place in glory after.
どういうことはどういうことがわかりますか?
What does that mean?
それは今どんだけ苦しんでいてもあなたには希望があるということです。
No matter how much you feel you're suffering right now, you should still keep hope for the future.
僕は気づいたらおっさんになってて、僕は若い牧師やと思ってたら気づいたら中堅牧師になってて、若い牧師先生たちが僕のメンタリングをお願い、コーチングをお願いするようになってきました。
You know, just yesterday I was a young man and I was like so 元気。But nowadays I just turn around and suddenly I'm, you know, a middle-aged man and all these young pastors are coming up to me to look for wisdom from them.
You
know, like, come on, wisdom. Look at, I'm a wise guy.
Hey,
you know, the best I can do for you, let's go eat some ramen.
そう、ほんまラーメンばっかりやけど。そのうちの一人の子がこういうふうに僕で言ったんです。ふみ先生、僕今ね、本当に人生大変なところを通ってるんです。
And so, you know, seriously, I often take them for food and everything, and when we go and eat something, then it's an opportunity for them. And one young man, he said to me this the other time.
なぜ僕がこんなに神様に仕えようと思ってるのに、僕の人生でややこしいことがいっぱい起こるんですか?
And he came to me, he's like, Fumi, you know, why? Why do I gotta suffer so much? I'm sacrificing my whole life. I'm doing so much for the kingdom. Why do I gotta suffer?
で神様は何してはるんですか
What is God doing?、
だからもう僕ねもう腹立ってね最近3週間ぐらい祈ってもないんです
You know, and he's like, it's like I've been so upset about this whole thing and being so suffering so much that I was like, for the last 3 weeks I haven't even prayed.
ボイコットしてるんです、
ね、I'm just like, I'm holding on, I'm boycotting on、God a little bit, you know?
それはあかんでお前それは不信仰やでって言うたるかな思ったんやけどいやちょっと待てよとそれよりも僕その気持ち分かると思ったんです。
You know, and I could have said, "What? You didn't pray for the last 3 weeks, you sinner!" But I did not. And of course, I was like, "Dude, I understand where you're at, man."
いやそんなことはあるわ。で僕だってそんな時あるし。
You know, I felt there. I've been there.
で、あ、せやな、かわいそうやな、よしよし言うて終わったろうかな思ったんやけど、それはあかんと思って。
You know, but I also didn't feel like I should just be like, oh, it's okay, everything's gonna be alright, God loves you, and that would not be the best ending.
そうじゃなくて僕は。一番最初に今日読んだヨハネの14章の一節を引用して彼に言いましたあなたは心を騒がせてはいけませんって
So instead of giving him the pat on the back and telling him everything's going to be alright I remember John 14 and I spoke to him in the same way that Jesus did to the disciples in their troubles and said listen you need to just calm your heart
どんなぐちゃぐちゃな人生になったとしても
No matter how bad you think it's gotten right now
一歩下がってクワイエットゾーンに入りなさい
Step back get into your quiet zone
でそこで父なる神様僕ここにいます
And just pray to God your father in heaven
でそこでなんか祈ったりせんでええから
And you know, you don't even have to stop and like do a whole bunch of prayer. Just be quiet and call to your heavenly father. Be quiet. Be quiet in God's presence. And if you're quiet in God's presence, in that moment, you will start to feel again how God is still in control.
そして静かな中で自分が神の子供であること
When you're in that quiet place, you will remember what it means to be a child of God.
あなたが神の子供ならば、あなたは同時に子エアなんです。共同相続人なんです。
And so, if you are a child of God, you are royalty in heaven. You are an heir to the kingdom.
イエス様が
Jesus was your forerunner and he suffered, and in the same way we will also suffer. But in the same way Jesus was lifted up and the glory of God was shown, and we will be in that same chair. Don't lose your hope. God loves you. God loves you.
でローマ人に8章の32節この絵書いてあるね。
And so, we're going to go back into the Romans again to verse 32 of the same chapter 8.
ということはこういうことです。私たちすべてのためにご自分の御子をさえ惜しまずに死に渡された方がどうしてケチケチしはんねんと。どうして御子と一緒にすべてのものを私たちに与えてくださらないなんて話がありましょうか。いや、絶対ないっていう。
So in Romans, same chapter 8, verse 32, it goes on to say, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us, how will we not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?
ちょっと待って、考えてみてね。カズキが結婚したら、まあ子供ができる前、カズキが結婚したら、まあクリスマスとかお盆とか帰ってくるやんか。
Okay, so Kazuki, you know, in the future, he'll get married and probably come home, you know, for the holidays or whatever. Of course, we're going to eat dinner together. You know, Kazuki's come home, he brought his, you know, he'd come home for the holidays. Here we go. Yeah, Kazuki likes his meat too. So I like, let's get a nice steak for Kazuki there. We'll cook it up, get it from Costco. But what about his wife? He's bringing his wife back. She's not my blood relative or anything like that. She's my daughter-in-law. So I could probably just go to Super Tamade and get some, 30% off chicken and just like do a little bit of a chicken stir fry for or something like that. That's not okay. No.
子供とされた子にも長男と一緒のものをあげなあかんやんかな。
You know, you need to give your daughter-in-law the same thing that you would give your real son.
うん。だって彼女は僕の娘になったんやから。
She's become my daughter.
うん。僕の長男を通して。
So through Kazuki, my oldest son.
だから僕は彼女にもステーキ焼いてあげるんです。
So of course I'll give her a steak as well.
な、Kazuki に焼いてあげるのと同じように。その子にも焼いてあげるんです。
Of course, the same way that I give a steak to Kazuki, I will give the same steak to his wife.
神様も同じです。イエス様に与えるものを私たちにも与えようとされるんです。
God is the same way.
イエス様にはステーキで僕らには鶏ミンチのそぼろのなんか絶対そんなことないから。
God would not give Jesus the steak and give us a chicken stir fry.
ご自夫人の御子をさえ惜しまずに死に渡された方がどうしてイエス様がステーキ食うので俺らが鶏そぼろやいう話絶対御子と一緒に全てのものを私たちに恵んでくださらないわけにあらへんと言ってるんです。
So the Fumi Bible is definitely going to have a lot of food references in there. And he who did not spare his own son giving steak, but gave him up for us all, how will we not also get steak along with him who has given us graciously all things?
イエス様が神様から栄光を相続されるんだったら、
If Jesus gets all glory and honor,
私たちもそれを相続するのです。
We are also going to get the same.
だから私たちにはどんな大変な人生があっても希望があるのです。
So we are going to receive the glory in the end. Why would we ever think of giving up in the midst of the storm?
そしてそれくらい私たちを愛しておられるケチケチしない神様が私たちのお父さんなんです。
So that is our loving, generous Heavenly Father.
そしてその方があなたが嵐に会うときに静かな場所であなたを待っておられるのです。
And that is our Heavenly Father. He's quietly waiting for us. If we would just step back and be quiet, then we can realize He's there with us in the midst of the storm.
もしあなたが今人生の嵐の中にいるんだったら、
If you're in the midst of the storm right now,
今こそ延々ないないの時間やね。
Now is the time to get into your quiet zone.
そしてクワイエットゾーンに入って、皆さんにそのことを今日、この2週間使って、話したけど、二つの提案したいと思います。
And so as I've been talking about this quiet zone, and for the last couple of weeks we've been talking about this, I'd like to offer up three things that we can actually try to think about.
それはまず一つ目、神の前に静まる時間2分っていうのを皆さんぜひやってほしい。僕やってんねんけど。
Take 2 minutes on here.
2時間ちゃうから大丈夫や。
4 minutes in total, 2 minutes, two times a day. Let's make 2 minutes of silence. Just get quiet before God.
でね、ほんまに、もちろん iPhone とかコンピューターとか全部閉めてどっかやって、ほんまに神様の前に静まろうって、それがどんなんかよう分からへんけど、静まるっていうことをスタートしてください。
Okay, so 2 minutes. No devices, you know, as much as possible, you want to just shut out all the outside influences around you. Be quiet with the Lord for 2 minutes.
で、それが別にトイレの中でもいいし、オフィスで仕事始める前でもいいんやけど。
It could be on the porcelain office, it could be somewhere, wherever you're able to get quiet.
ね。でね、最初、皆さんこれやり始めたら、2分って長っと絶対思うから。
You know, 2 minutes,That's actually pretty long.
せやけれども、2分がちょっと慣れてきたら、
You know, but I'll tell you what, if you get good at 2 minutes,
皆さんが気づくと思うね。私ら黙ってる時に、心の中から祈りっていうか、神様に対するリクエストが、うわーってゲロのように出てくるね。神様どうしてなんですか、こうしてなんですか、こうしてください、ああしてください、ブワー出てくるから。
But if you really get quiet for those 2 minutes, you're going to start to feel like it's going to be an eruption of prayer coming from your inside. It's going to be exploding out and reaching up to the Lord.
でもそれっていうのはただのうるさい祈りやね。
But you know what? That's just nothing but it's noise.
それでさえちょっと置いといて。後でしたらいいから。
And we can do that. We can pray to God and have request time or whatever later.
クワイエットゾーンで静かなゾーンで一番しなあかんことは神様が僕らのお父さんであって私たちが神の子供であることをただ思い出すこと。
But you know what? It's not all about being in the quiet zone so that we can make all these requests to God. It's about us stopping, stepping back, getting in the quiet zone and just recognizing God. You're in control.
あなたは良い神様で、
You're such a good God.
そう、ね。神様が治めておられて in control で私の希望がある。
God, you've got everything under control. You are my hope.
そのことを思い出すための父なる神様との2分間。
That is the 2 minutes of silence that I request that you try to do 2 times a day.
僕が頭の中でイメージするのはお父さんの懐に抱かれた息子に自分がなっているような気になります。
You know, and the feeling I get is to feel to be just in the embrace of your father and just God is hugging you for that 2 minutes.
父なる神様のハートビートというか鼓動が聞こえるぐらい静かになることを求めます。
To be hugged by God would be to have your head against His breast and you would just hear His heartbeat and there would be no more soothing sound.
そんなドクドクとか聞こえへんで、聞こえへんけど。
Maybe you know in your actual ears you're not going to hear God's heartbeat.
本当に父なる神様の鼓動が聞こえるほど静かな場所で神と共にいるっていうのがそれが。Intimacy よね。親しい神との関係なんです。
But to be quiet enough to hear that heartbeat, that is how quiet, if you can be that quiet, that is going to make this intimate time with your Heavenly Father.
そしてその後、好きなだけ祈ったらいいから。
And after that 2 minutes is up, you are free to make any requests you wanted to your Lord.
でもね、皆さんにちょっと秘密を教えるわ。本当にその2分の静かな神様との時間っていうのを過ごしたら祈ろうと思ったことの半分ぐらいはもうええわアホらしいって思ってくるね。
To tell you the truth, from experience, that after that 2 minutes of silence before God, probably half of the stuff that you know had been welling up from inside that you feel like you need to talk to the Lord about and ask request, probably half of that just going to seem foolish and you just going to forget about all that.
本当に神が共におられることほど励まされ心を静めるもの何もない神様がおられるんだよね。大丈夫や。My life is in control って僕の人生大丈夫って思えるんです。
When you realize and you step back into your quiet zone and you recognize God is in control, that He has a hope for your future, everything else starts to fall into place and you're going to have this peace that passes all understanding.
僕9時と3時にできるだけそれくらいの時間に本当に静まって静かな時間を持つようにしています。
And for myself, you know, 9 and 3, you know, after breakfast, after lunch, just to make that quiet time.
皆さんは1日1回からぜひ始めてください。
Yeah, so if you could try that, that would be awesome.
そこで何か発見したことがあったらぜひ僕を教えてほしいなと思うんです。
And if you, you know, find, discover something in the midst of that, I'd love if you shared it with me.
2つ目は本当に心が騒ぐ嵐がドーンとやってくるときな。
And so, the second thing I'd like to talk about is when the storm really hits.
プランできない何かがドーンとやってきたときに一歩下がって、プチーンと来る前に一歩下がって。
When you have no plan in place yet, but the storm hits, before you start to try to do anything to resolve anything, just step back and get quiet.
加えておいて父なる神様あなたは僕のお父さんです
just to have that emergency time with the Lord and just stop God Heavenly Father
Abba Father お父さん
My Heavenly Dad、うん、
ぜひこのクワイエットゾーンに入る練習してください僕もするから
to practice this is a really important、just something that you want to have that's going to happen naturally
あなたは心を騒がしてはいけません
do not let your heart be disturbed
神を信じまた私を信じなさい
trust in the Lord trust in me says Jesus
put your hope in God 神様に希望を置いてください
God is our hope.
そして私たち静かな時間を静かなゾーンに入っていくことを選びませんか
And so, wouldn't it be a good thing to choose to be in the quiet zone?
うん。ぜひ今ちょっと静かな時間を持ってみましょう。
Yeah, let's do that.
うん。父なる神様、今あなたの静かゾーンに入ってきます。
Dear Heavenly Father,We enter the quiet zone with you right now.、
うん、あなたの前に静まります。
We're going to be quiet before you.、う
ん、あなたは私たちのお父さんです。
You are our heavenly dad.
そのことありがとう。
Thanks.
良いお父さんでありがとう。
Thanks for being a good dad.
そのことを思い出します。
We want to remember that.
本当に私たちを父なるお父さん天のお父さんの子供としてくださってありがとう
Jesus, thank you for letting it be possible that we can also come before the Heavenly Father together with you
あなたはまだ治めておられます
God, you got everything under control
あなたはまだ十分神様です
You are enough
本当にあなただけで十分です。
There is nothing that is impossible for you.
あなたの恵みも十分です。
Your grace is enough.
あなたが良いお父さんでいてくださってありがとう。
Thanks for being such a good, good father.
私たちは心を静めます。
We quiet our hearts, Lord.
そしてあなたを信頼します。
We trust in you.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.